Morning, everyone.
Morning.
My name is Ed Shi, last name HSU, pronounced Shi, like he or she, another University of Texas faculty here. And I'm representing the team, I'm on the faculty of the University of Texas School of Public Health and School of Biomedical Informatics. And along with me, let me introduce my colleagues here, Dr. Ross Shikar. He's an associate professor of and also associate director of health communication of University of Texas School of Public Health, along with our colleagues, Dr. Breezy, Dr. Turley, Dr. Zhang, and Dr. Shikar. And we have our doctoral student, Melissa Resnick, here with her companion, Cora. We're glad to present this, share this, our research is funded by ONC. This is a program that's seek to help prepare practitioners and researchers getting ready for implementation of EMR. And we're using virtual reality, using the Second Life as a platform. So we're going to introduce and discuss our lesson learned in implementing this program. Okay. So just for full disclosure, we don't have a relationship to declare no off-label product. Our learning objective is to learn the strengths and weaknesses and the lesson learned, the road travel of us using, implementing this virtual reality facilitated learning program using Second Life. Now the needs for using virtual reality for teaching in distance learning arise from some challenges associated with the distance learning per se. In terms of teaching quality, distance learning is good in terms of providing, deliver training to students from across different spatial and temporal distance. However, the weakness also resides in that the reduced level of attention due to the lack of interaction, and then which in turn might lead to a student attrition and frustration. And another price tag of the distance learning is the cost of communication, because students tend to use commercial software such as Skype, among others, to do distance communication or using a long distance conference call instead. And it doesn't allow multiple parties to talk in the same time, and which is another reason that we choose to use this platform. It allows up to 40 parties to participate in the conference at one time at least. And also the group assignment, once the student will be able to talk, multiple parties join the conversation, they will be able to engage in more interactive and more exchange of idea and discussion type of learning, which would benefit. And the potential solution, so we found this Second Life using virtual reality seems to kind of provide a solution for this multiple the problem associated with distance learning. Okay. So these the program that's awarded to University of Texas in Houston, this is a program funded by ONC, and we propose this master's degree. It could be completed in 1 year, completely delivered online. So we have a program enroll including students from 4 different states, and including 10 different cities, participate in the class at one time. This is a 12 courses program, 36 credit hours, including practicum, and including didactic and practicum as well. So these are the list of courses ranging from U.S. healthcare systems to data analysis and program evaluation, among others. Now, in terms of course delivery, we include synchronous instructions, and which means it includes live interactions. For example, the student will be able to log on to Second Life and use an avatar. Later on, we're going to show some snapshots of what a course looked like in action. And we also include traditional asynchronous type of interactions, including forum, including live quiz, including written assignment, email in Moodle. We also use cloud computing technology using Dropbox and Google Docs as well. And this is the current state of enrollment. about 30 students is what we promised to deliver for ONC, and, including 9 students from Texas Department of Health Services from Austin in the Public Health Executive Leadership Program. Students represent from 4 states, more than 10 cities. All students in the program are using Second Life for their office hour. And first cohort is expected to graduate in December. So this is what Second Life looks like. You know, it's a 3D virtual environment, and that, that student do a simulation and a modeling to simulate real life clinical encounter. And later on, we're going to show more. So it includes some artifacts for learning, including avatar, buildings, and clinic situation. Now, this is the UT Health Island, which is the UT Health Science Center at Houston campus. This is the, what a classroom looks like. Okay, so a student enter a classroom and to start attending class here. And this is the amphitheater. This is where the location we have for a bigger classroom. A student could be taking a seat or just stand by. And this is also the area they present posters. And this is their outdoor meeting area. A student can have class discussion and use the drawing board, and you also use a web browser to look for material related to their project. Okay. Now, avatar. Later I'm going to show some more on the avatar. This is like the artifact of a real person that a student or faculty participate in the class. Oops. Okay. So well, some images probably doesn't show on this, but showing only my Mac machine. So we use this combined modality, including asynchronous and synchronous delivery to deliver course content and create more interactive environment and improve communication. Okay, so this is a end of semester poster presentation. They also have a midterm progress report using similar mechanism. It's like in a real life poster presentation. And so we integrate this into curriculum, so they include voice and include interactions. And later on, we're going to talk about some challenges that we encountered and how we overcome them. This is supposed to be another snapshot, but it's not showing. Okay, let's see. We have additional pictures here. Okay, all right. So this is office building, the house, the clinic. So we create some case in terms of a workflow, in terms of a patients check-in in clinic. This is the waiting area. Okay. And then this is the physician office, and this is the clinic examination room. So we create cases that include all these different sites and produce the workflow so that a student can follow to simulate real life clinic encounter, clinician's office. Okay. This is our first year of implementation, and the first year of students will be graduating in December. Of course, it's going to be a virtual graduation ceremony as well. And so a student with avatar will wear a regalia and cap and gown in the virtual world. And this 3D environment really provide a more interactive way for students to engage in the process and to engage in the problem solving. And we found that help with communication and improve quality of education. The student seems to have more, seems to be more satisfied with the educational delivery. And so it's, the next step will be important for educators to participate in the evaluation and engage in the design and evaluation of the results. Okay, so what the lesson learned is we found that students find it more, I guess, less intimidating and more proactively participate in presenting and in discussion of class content, because in the virtual world, the artifact, and I guess they provide an opportunity for them to be more comfortable with themselves in the learning process. And some lesson challenges we learn is it takes a while to set up, you know, in audio and set up speaker and to make sure everything works. So it might take a week or two lead time, you know, to get them prepared for to make sure their microphone and speaker works. And after that, it will take care of everything. So it's worthwhile investment in the beginning, the overhead. And overhead also include license fee. You know, for at present, it's about 4K a year license, academic license. But given the amount of students that we could benefit from this technology, it seems to be a worthwhile investment. And also, because it's a 3D environment, so it might take more computing resources. So we found that most recent computer, like less than 2 years old computer, will be able to handle that computing power, provided computing capacity to handle that 3D environment, and with a graphic card and everything. So opportunity exists for improved satisfaction and student retention by using this virtual reality modality. Okay. So last is acknowledgement. The funding is supported by Office of the National Coordinator for Health IT EMR Implementation, which we appreciate that. All right, so they pretty much conclude my presentation. For the rest of the time, I want to entertain any questions or comments, if there's any. Yes, please.
Yes, I completed an application. I work with the students as a good introduction to teaching them cultural competence practices.
Exactly.
Right. Do you include that in your program?
Cultural competency.
A multiple population, definitely.
Right. Yeah, that's an important area, and we certainly will work that into our curriculum. And this is the first year of the implementation, and we are learning to expand the competency in EMR implementation. And it certainly is an important area given the growing diverse U.S. population and the culture. Good point. Thank you. Next, any others, please? No? Good. All right, thank you for your
time. We have a little bit of time left, but great presentation. I'll ask a question, I guess, if I may. Second Life typically uses non-playable characters, so you have, you know, the avatars which are controlled by, you know, remotely by human beings, right? But to answer your question on cultural competency, there can be potentially artificial intelligent characters that are in video game, typically like non-playable characters, that can help to simulate various cases, you know, people from different cultures in a waiting room, and then you have to respond to certain people effectively depending on an understanding of their culture, which is extremely important. So maybe. On the other topic too is great, I think it's a great modality, multimodal type of learning. Bloom's taxonomy on didactic type of conceptual learning, and then a psychomotor learning can actually be translated somehow too, maybe with some other interfaces. So this is a great great type of intervention that you're working on. Fantastic job, especially for the first year.